Okay, we're starting on the Gemara at the top of Gimel Amud Aleph. We're continuing the sugya from yesterday, where the Gemara is asking why the word dirachim is used in numerous mishnayot instead of the word divarim. The last example they gave was with regards to an etrog. An etrog is shaveh le'ilan b'gimel dirachim, is similar to a tree in three ways, and similar to a yerek, to a vegetable, in one way. As Rashi pointed out over here, that it's similar to yerek in the manner that it goes for the year of the Maaser. The Masrot would be determined by the time that it goes Bata Lakita, the time that it is picked. And despite the fact that Maaser Yerek is only Dirabonon, we there still are Somechet Alakra, we're still Asmechinu Akrai, and therefore we can learn Etrog from Yerek. That's the way Rashi learns it. Tosos challenges Rashi on an interesting point. It says that he thinks that Yerek does not go, number one, Bata Lakita. He thinks Yerek, a vegetable, actually goes Bata Rov Gidulo, the year in which the majority of its growth took place, and not in the year that it's picked. So that's one thing that Tosus takes issue with Rashi. Second thing Tosus mentions against Rashi is that believes that they can't learn out from Maaser Yerek, which is only Dirabonon, but it's learned out for the Gabe Shvi'it, that the Shvi'it is Noeg B'Yerek Minatorah. And therefore, that's what we're learning from the Shvi'it of Yerek. That's De'oraisa. We're learning over to Ilan De'oraisa. The Tosus later asks on that, well, wasn't that one of the three things that we mentioned in the beginning? That Shvi'it, by Shvi'it, Etrog is similar to an Ilan. So then how come here we're going to learn from the Shvi'it of Yerek that teaches about Maaserot of Etrog? Tosus has two answers here, but just to point out quickly that Tosus has an interesting shita with regards to Yerek. When a vegetable takes on Kedushat Shvi'it, that goes after Rov Gidulo, where it's most of its growth took place, and not after Bata Lekitato, which is after the time that it is picked. So now the Gemara challenges again and says, well, we have a reason why by Etrog we needed that, but now Vahatznan, we have another Mishnah that says Koi. Koi is an animal whose status is unknown. Status is unknown either because it's a hybrid, or it says it's unknown because it's a bria b'fnatzman. It's this animal that they were not able to identify. Yesh bo drachim sheshaveh l'chaya. It has some ways that it's like a chaya, which is a wild animal. Yesh bo drachim sheshaveh l'behema. It's similar to a domesticated animal. So it's similar to a chaya. It requires kisui adam. That when fowl and chayot require kisui adam, so too does a koi require kisui adam. Shavela behema, it's similar to behema, that it's chelev, that its fat is asur to eat, as a chaya's fat is mutar, but a behema's is asur, so we're machmer to both sides here. And a behema does not require kisui adam. So we say by a koi, it requires both. Yesh bo drachim shavela chaya ula behema, the things that make it where it's similar to a chaya and a behema, which is that it requires shechita. Yesh bo drachim sheno shavela lo de chaya velo de behema, something that's not like chaya and a behema, that comes with kilaim, which animal it can be mixed with. Meaning that it's not a chayah, it's not a behema, so therefore we can't have it be paired up with any animal because each one of those animals could be a possibility or a suffix that it is a kilayim, kilay behema, where you can't bring two animals together. The Gemara says, nitnu devarim, so over there by koi, why don't you write devarim instead of derachim, because we have no other reason for it. The two atznan, and we have another mission, zu achat min derachim sheshavu gitin nashim l'shochrei avadim. We just saw in kitin that this is one of the ways in which a get for a woman is similar to the freedom document of an eved. So again, over there, nitne devarim, why don't we say devarim instead of derachim? Ella, kol heicha de'ika plukta, whenever there is a differentiation being made in the Mishnah, there's a chiluk that's been made in the Mishnah, then tani drachim, then it says drachim, like for instance by Etrog, where it says three ways it's similar to a tree, one way it's similar to a yerek. So that distinction, also by a koi, we're saying in some ways it's like this, in some ways it's like that. So when you draw such a distinction, the Mishnah will use the word dirachim. Whenever there's no such distinctions being drawn in the Mishnah, then it will use the term dvarim. Tekanami, Gemara says, I have a proof to that, because Ketani Seif, at the end of that Mishnah, regards to Etrog, it says, Rebelozer Omer, Etrog Shavet Lilan D'chol Davar, that Etrog is similar to a tree for everything, for all its issues, all its conditions. So you see over there that Rebelozer has no differentiation with an Etrog, uses the term Davar instead of Derech. Shmaminas, and there we can see that the use of Derech is to draw distinctions, whereas the use of Davar is when it's consistent, or the connection or the comparison is consistent within the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, Minyona de Reisha de Mutemai, Minyona de Seifa de Mutemai, meaning that the Mishnah enumerates Bishlosha de Rachim and Bishte de Rachim. So the Gemara says, what is this minyana? What are these enumerations the Mishnah come to teach us? Minyana the Reisha, the Mutei Chupa, the enumeration in the first part of the Mishnah, which says three ways to make have Kiddushin be created, that's coming to exclude Chupa, that Chupa is not, does not create Kiddushin. A father cannot marry off his daughter straight to the Chupa without the process of Kiddushin. Rav Huna, Damar Chupa Kone, Mikav Chomer. Rav Huna says that if Chupa works for Nisuin, it surely should work for Kiddushim. So he thinks Chupa does work by Kiddushim. The Mutei Mais, what it comes to exclude? The Mutei Chalipin, to say that she can't get married through a Kinyan Chalipin. So the Gemara says, Saka dat chamin, I would have thought, Ho v'gomer kicha kicha mistei afron, just like we learned out, where do we learn out that Kesef works? We learned that Kesef works for Kiddushim from the acquisition by Abraham of the field of Ephron, Maste Mekanya b'Chalipin. One of the ways to acquire a field is through Chalipim. Apisha nami Mekanya b'Chalipim. So too, a woman could be acquired b'Chalipim, Kamash Malan, that doesn't work. So now, what is Chalipin versus Kesef? Kesef is where someone pays the actual monetary value for the object, and then he gets the object. A Kinyan Chalipin is a case where I do a representative Kinyan. For instance, we do this when we sell our chametz through the Rav, and we want to take possession. So we want to give Kinyan of our chametz over, or give him the ability to be a shliach for us. So when we do that, we make a Kinyan Chalipin. The rabbi gives us a handkerchief, and we make a kinyan. We make a kinyan on the handkerchief, and that allows us to exchange the chametz or give the chametz over, right, to the non-Jew, or to be sold to the non-Jew. So a kinyan chalipin is not that we actually pay the true value of the object, but it's a representative object that says that by making a kinyan, or by taking hold of this object, we are finalizing our deal. There's a gemirat hadat. There's a finalization of the transaction. Now the transaction is irreversible. So that works by a sadeh, but it does not work by a woman. But the Gemara says, Vema hachanami. Let us say that the chalipin does work. Why can't a chalipin work by a woman? So the Gemara says, chalipin itnehu v'pachad mishav v'pruta. Since chalipin is not a monetary transaction, but rather just a representative transaction, therefore it can be done even with less than a shav v'pruta. V'isha pachad mishav v'pruta, lo mekanya nafsho. A woman with less than a shav v'pruta will not marry herself off. The way Rashi learns this Gemara is that dignai hula, that the reason that a woman will not give herself over for less than a shave pruta is because that is beneath her to be acquired for, or to have a kiddushin be generated with less than a pruta. And even if, this is what Rashi says, even if you use a kli, an object, to do a kinyan chalipin, right, that is worth more than a pruta, the object that you're using is more than a pruta, she still will not be married with that, because the object, when you do a kinyan chalipin, we're not focused on the value of the object, we're solely focused on the object itself. And therefore, according to Rashi, she would not be married. Now, Tosfos challenges this for a number of reasons. First of all, if it's true that the woman will not give herself over, and because it's a gnai hula, that it's not she's beneath her to give herself over less than a shav v'pruta, that means that it's in her hands, and she should be able to waive that right. That if a woman says, oh, I don't mind, it's okay, I'll go for less than a shav v'pruta, means that she should be able to waive it, and therefore kinyan chalipin can work when the woman acquiesces. Number one. And number two is, why doesn't the Gemara ask from other kinyanim? If we're going to say that chalipin works by a sadeh, we also know there are other types of kinyanim by a sadeh. For instance, chazakah. Chazakah is a way to acquire a sadeh. Chazakah here means that you do something to the field that demonstrates ownership. You put up a fence, you break down a fence, you work the field a little bit. That demonstration of ownership over the field is also a way to acquire a field. Why don't we say that a woman can be acquired through chazak also? The Gemara doesn't ask that here. So the Rabbeinu Tam actually reads our Gemara slightly differently and says, no, that the Gemara thinks that Kinyan Chalipin, since Kinyan Chalipin, it works like Kesef, meaning that it's the equivalent of Shavah Kesef. It looks like money. It works like a monetary transaction. So therefore, it maybe can come to replace the acquisition of Ayudei Kesef. So if it can replace Kesef in terms of doing a Kinyan, then maybe it should have the same ability to acquire a woman with the Kesef. And the answer of the Gemara is that what? That Kinyan Chalipin, and he changes the Gisha, the Reino Tam, is that Isha Pagamisha Vipruta, right, Lo Mekanyo, that a woman with less than a Pruta is not nicknate. And because of that, what does that mean? That she's not equipped, not nafsha, she not that she gives herself over less than a pruta, she won't give herself over, but rather, she cannot be acquired for less than a shav pruta, because it has nothing to do with kepeda, but because we learn out from Ste'efron that says kesef, and that only kesef works. And since only kesef, money works, a kinyan chalipin is not working like money. How do you know that a kinyan chalipin is not working like money? Because it works with less than a shava pruta. Even if the object of the exchange that creates the gemira tadat, that creates the kinyan over here, even if it's less than a shava pruta, it works. So it shows you it's not working like a monetary manner. So therefore, the pachad mishava pruta, right, over here, what the havamina of the gemara was, that we should, right, learn out from a soda that broader kinyanim work, not just kesef, but something that replaces kesef. And what replaces kesef in a kinyan? That's a kinyan chalipin. So the Gemara says, no, that when we learn out kesef from the stei efron, it means literally money. And literally monetary menus means that it has to be at least the minimum of a pruta. And a kinyan chalipin doesn't function that way, even though it works in place of kesef, but nevertheless it's not kesef because it can be done with less than a shavah pruta. So that's where the Rabbeinu Tam learns as opposed to Rashi. Now the Gemara says, minyonah to say, for the enumeration in the Mishnah of there are two ways that a woman can get herself back, right? What is that for? The mute chalitza, that a chalitza doesn't work with a married woman. I would have thought, I could learn it out from a yavama, that we should get a chalitza. My yavama, she yotzabi get a yavama, cannot be freed or released from the yibum process with a get. So yotzabi chalitza, but yet chalitza works. Zushi yotzabi get, a woman who has a get works for her, then certainly eno din she yotzabi chalitza, kamash malan, that that's not the case. Gemara says, why not? Eman achanami, why shouldn't chalitza work? So Gemara says, amakra, sefer kritut, says that the demand for the freeing of the woman must be a sefer kritut, sefer korta, vein davar acher korta. It's a miut that it's they only through a divorce, a documented divorce, may she be divorced, and nothing else will work. So that comes to exclude chalitza. And that's what excluded from the second enumeration of the mission of two ways that a woman can get acquire herself back. One is the death of her husband, the other is a get. Then chalitza does not work, and that's learned out of the pasuk by sefer kritut, that sefer works, a gerushin works, and not chalitza. So Gemara goes, bekesef. So Gemara says that she can get married with kesef, kidushin. So Gemara says, minolan. How do we know that? Vitu, hatzadan, and this is really the additional question, which is what the Gemara is really afterwards, avzakai bevito bekidusha. That a father, when he marries off his daughter, he gets to keep the kesef kidushin. Right? Bekesef, bishtar, bebiya. He can marry off in any of these ways, and when he marries them off, he's entitled to the kesef kidushin. So minolan de miknoya bekesef, bekesef devuahu. Right? So number one, how do you know that a woman can be acquired through money? Because of the avua, and how do you know that when she is acquired for money, and when she has kiddushin for money, that the kesef belongs to the father? So Amri Yehuda Amarav, Damarka, V'yatzachinam, Ein Kosef. It says by an Ama Ivriya, an Ama Ivriya is a Jewish maid servant, and she was sold in to be a maid servant by her father when she was a ktano, and then when she becomes of age, she goes free. So it says there, when she goes free, it's v'yatzachinam, she goes free when she reaches age, when she becomes of age, she's above the age of a minor, then she goes free, ain't kosef. There's no money paid. She doesn't have to do anything. No money paid. She goes automatically free at that point. So the Gemara says, ain't kesef ladon zeh. That's true of this master. This master of the Amar Riyah does not get money. Aval yesh kesef ladon acher. But there's another master who does get kesef, uman hiu, and who is that? The father. And why is the father? The father's a master because he has the ability to sell his daughter to be an Ama Ivriyat, to be a Jewish maidservant, or he has the ability to marry off in Kiddushin. So therefore, since he has those rights to be an Adon, to master of her destiny at this point, therefore he is entitled to have Kesef from the Diok, from the Pasuk. So Mar says, Eima the Dida, why don't we say it belongs to her? Mar says, Hachi Ashto Avia Mikabel Kiddusha. Right? So why don't we say it belongs to her? So Mar says, how can you compare the cases? Right, the father is the one who is marrying her off, right? And then how could you suggest that the daughter will get the kiddushin? Because in the case of a onus mefate, it says that, or Motzi Shemra, I'm sorry, it says that the father gave over his daughter to this man, so you see that he's entitled to it. V'ihi shakla kaspa. So Mar says, and she's going to get the money? Meaning that if he has the rights to marry off, then he should be entitled to the money. So why should she get the money? So Mar says, maybe we'll say what? When does the father get the rights to the money and keep the money when he marries off his daughter when she's a ketano? Because she has no independent ability to receive the money because she doesn't have any, you know, kinyonim. She's too young to have a kinyan, and therefore the father will accept the kesef kedushin and keep it. Avanara, but if she's a nara already, the kabbal kedushin, that she has the ability to transact and make kinyanim, taktish ihi nafsha, but tishko vashpa, she should be able to marry herself off and keep the money. Amar Kura, the Pasuk says, by Nidorim Minura Beit Avia, that when she's in Nara, she is in her father's house. Kol Shevach Nurim LaAvia. Everything that's of value or any benefits that come from her while she's in Na'ara, while she's still in Na'ara, belong to her father. So Mar says, how do we know that any production of a daughter belongs to the father? Right? Just a father can sell his daughter to be a Jewish maidservant. Just like a Jewish maidservant, her output belongs to her master. Abat nami masiyad alavia. So to a daughter, her output belongs to her father. Why do you need a pasuk, an explicit pasuk, to teach you that? Right? Typically, minuah beit avia. We should just learn that from the pasuk by Nedarim that says anything that the daughter, any benefits of the daughter, belong to the father. Why do we have to learn out from the fact that the father has a right to sell his daughter to be an ama ivria, and he's selling her output at that point? So to over here, you know, if she stays with him, then he's entitled to her output. So typically, minuah beit avia. Ella b'farat nedarim hu tichtiv. As we mentioned before, minuah beit avia is mentioned by Nedarim. So over here, we can't learn from Nura Beit Avia because it's Hafaret Nidarim. And so, too, in our case, we can't learn out that a Na'ara does not keep her Kesef Kiddushin because that was learned out from, or the rejecting that point, we can't say, because that is learned out from Nura Beit Avia, which is Nidarim. So Mar says, why not learn out from Nidarim? Mimona Misur Lo Yofinan. Right, neder is in isur, deals with isur veheter. Mamon, here we're doing monetary matters. We don't learn out monetary matters from something that deals with isur veheter. So where it says v'chitem alim lef mekansa, let us learn out from the fines. The kansa means that when a woman is either anes or was nenas or niftat, that she was either raped or she was seduced. Right, in that instance, the Torah awards the money that the person who did these or perpetrated these acts. That money goes to the father. So why not say, we see from there that the value of the daughter of the woman belongs to the father. So Mar says, Mamona mikansa lo yofinan. Knas is a chiddush, it's a unique case, and therefore we don't, from fines or something that are unique to a specific situation, we don't learn that out to general principles of monetary matters. Also in the case of ones, where he's ma'anes or where he rapes her, the father is entitled to boshet, also to the busha upgam, and her detracted, her lowered value, because now she's a bula, not a btula. So all of these, the father is entitled to, so we should learn out from there. Umar says, shani boshet begam, davu ashayach kubavayu. No, boshet and begam, the reason the father can keep them is because the father is involved with them, meaning that they affect him as well. What does that mean, they affect him as well? No, not that he's necessarily embarrassed by what happened to his daughter, but since he has the entitlement to give his daughter or marry his daughter off to whoever he wants, when he marries his daughter off to whoever he wants, he can marry her off to some ugly, awful, terrible guy, and that he can be mevayisher or pogame her. I mean, that he can make the determination of what to do with his daughter. And since he has that entitlement, right, when it's removed from him by this anes over here, when he acts on the woman and he rapes the woman, he's now taken away that right from the father. And since the father had that right and it's now been taken away from him by this anes, that's why he's entitled to the money. So from that we can't learn to, again, to general principles of mamon. So again, the question the Gemara has, tried a number of times, the Gemara wants to know, how do we know that the father is entitled to the Kesef Kedushin? When he marries off his daughter, he's entitled to the Kesef Kedushin. So the Gemara says, well, we have the Pasuk V'yotzeh Chinamein Kosef, right, that when she, Ama Ivriah, when a woman who's sold, given away as, or sold as a maidservant, a young Jewish girl minor who was sold by her father to be an Ama Ivriah, when she goes free, when she becomes of age, right, she goes free without any money. But that implies that in other places there is monetary compensation. And where is that? That's by Kesef Kiddushin, when the father marries her off. So Gemara says, okay, let us say that. That's only true by a Ketana, by a Na'ara, but when she's already reached of age, she's a Na'ara for the first 6 months after she reaches the age of 12, from 12 to 12 and a half, she's a Na'ara. During that period of time, she should be able to collect her own Kesef Kiddushin, marry herself off and collect her own Kesef Kiddushin. The Gemara rejected that possibility either because of Nura Beit Avia, right? And then the Gemara says, well, that's not a good proof against it because Nura Beit Avia is unique to Nidarim. Then the Gemara tried to reject, say that that's not possible because of, we'll learn it out of Knas. We see by Knas, by an arrow, that it belongs to the father. So the Gemara says, well, that's not a proof because we can't learn from Knas. In the last case, we learned also Boshet Begam belongs to the father, because we can't learn from there because Boshet Begam is unique in the fact that the father has rights here. The fact that the father has rights or has the ability to Mevayeshir and Mefagim her, a Pogim her, I'm sorry, Pogim her, then when the Ma'anes does that, he detracts from the father's ability to do that, or the father's ability to make that, create that value, and therefore he's entitled to the money. Ella Mistavro. It must be, the logic is, the chicha memayit, yitziah, the kabataka memayit. When we talk about yitziah, when we learn out from yatzach hinam in kasif, it be, should be something similar to what was nitmayit. What does that mean? V'halo damya, ha-yitziah, la-ha-yitziah. That yitziah is not similar to the other yitziah. By the ama ivriyah, what, by the Jewish maidservant, when she's sold in as a ketana, and then she goes free when she comes of age, right, it says, the puzzle says, yatzach hinam in kasif. Who is the Ein Kosef going to? It means that she goes free. No money is given to whom? Given to the owner, to the Adon. Now, if you parallel it to the case of Kiddushin, right, then it won't be parallel if we say that the money goes to the daughter herself. Why? Because she's not the master. Who's the master over here? The master of her destiny is the father. The father has the ability to marry her off. And since the father has the ability to marry her off, he's the Adon in this case. If he's the Adon, and we want to parallel it to the case of Amai Vriah, then he should be the one entitled to the money, not the daughter. That's the way Rashi learns the comparison here. Ben Ochananel has an interesting explanation that it's the just like the Amai Vriah leaves the master when it at the time of Niurim, meaning when she comes of age. Also over here, the application will also be by Nara. Even by Nara, the money will go to her. Tosus rejects this explanation, then he leans towards what seems to be Rashi's explanation. Okay, we'll stop over here.